This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Last time, based upon the passage of Scripture from John chapter 19, verses 17 to 22, which gives an account very briefly of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ, along with other passages, Luke chapter 23, verses 13 to 43, which describes in some detail the fact that 2 other men were crucified with him, the men who were crucified with him being criminals who deserved to be punished while the Lord did not. And we raised the question, what should be written over each of these crosses, or the cross in the center? The cross in the center, of course, Pilate had written the King of the Jews. And we had pointed out that it could have been written the cross of deity. We pointed out that over it could have been written the word sinlessness, or the word obedience, or the word patience, the word forgiveness, the word sacrifice. For as we find in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9, the Apostle Paul said in regard to Jesus Christ, though he were rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might become rich. We are poor, poverty-stricken, spiritually speaking, lost without Christ. But though he were rich, he became poor. He gave his life on the cross, that we through his sacrifice might become rich. Further in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, beginning with verse 1, the Apostle Paul said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has made us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. You see, we are made free from sin by the law of Christ. And Christ made the sacrifice that we might be made free through that law. So over the cross of Christ might have been written the word sacrifice, for it is only by his sacrifice that our lives can be what it ought to be, that we can live our lives on earth in hope of eternal life, and that we can look forward to being with him in eternity. And that, as a matter of fact, when this life is over, we can be with him. Over the cross of Christ might also have been written the word love, the love of God and the love of Christ himself. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. We have a Savior because God loved us and because Christ loved us. As he himself made clear in John 10, verses 15 to 18, that he laid down his life not because he had to do it, but because of his love. Because of love, he laid down his life for us. Now we have looked at some of the things that might be written, might have been written, over the cross of Jesus. Now let us think about some words that may have been written over the cross of the man, the criminal, who did not repent, and who therefore was not saved. There might have been written the word lawlessness. And certainly from Matthew chapter 27 and verse 38, it's clear that this man cared nothing for the law of God or of man. There might have been written the word callousness, how hard-hearted he was, how little he cared for the suffering of Jesus. There might have been written the word carnality, how he thought only of his own body and not of his soul. And I wonder how many people today who might even be listening to my voice who think very little of their soul, but a great deal of their body. The word hardness might have been written, how he defied all of the good influences which were being brought to bear upon him. The influence of a loving Savior. Imagine being crucified side by side with the very Son of God, with the one who was dying for the sins of the world. But that had no effect upon him. There was also a dying comrade in sin, a dying comrade in crime, who pleaded for him to come to his senses, but he paid no attention to it. And the fact of the great influence that ought to have been, but the fact that eternity was staring him in the face, he was facing death, and yet even so he continued in his hardness of heart and his life of sin. But our time's gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back with us next time. And until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.